The ultimate tyranny in a society is not control by martial law. It is control by the psychological manipulation of consciousness through which reality is defined so that those who exist within it do not even realize that they are in prison. They do not even realize that there is something outside of where they exist. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doug Michael. That quote was by Barbara Marciniak from her book, Bringers of the Dawn. And the title for this presentation is Manufactured Reality and the Consensus Trance. Again, it's one of my older works that I put on YouTube a couple years back, but I revamped it a little bit and updated it for this particular website. So thank you very much for taking your time to open your mind and listen. As always, it's deeply appreciated. The American psychologist Charles Tart coined the term consensus trance, which he defined as an automated state of consciousness, actually the normal consciousness, based on the premise that people believe what they are told to be true as opposed to what they have themselves realized to be true. In my view, this state of consciousness is not at all normal to human beings, but rather has become the normalized state of consciousness due to the manipulating forces at work that have so comprehensively established a system of control and psychological manipulation in which humanity accepts, without question, every abnormal, demoralized, and dysfunctional paradigm as being the normal way or the only way. Daring to question the established paradigms leads to isolation, rejection, marginalization, outcasting, labeling, etc. And yet, it is the courage to do so which leads one to the path of true selfhood and actual freedom or liberation from the snares and chains of enslavement that bind the human mind and heart. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've mentioned this before in my previous works, but it bears repeating. Humanity is controlled in three primary ways, which I call VEP, which stands for vibrational, emotional, and psychological. Okay, V, vibrationally, this of course means through the physical. We are vibrating beings. Everything in known existence vibrates at a particular rate of frequency. That includes your physical body. Now this is done in many ways. Food additives and GMO, fluoride in the water, chemtrails, vaccine additives, DNA-altering chemicals, technology, the monetary system, SSRI drugs, microchips, etc. On it goes. Emotionally, through the heart, manufactured crises, manufactured scarcity, division, a climate of fear, environmental destruction, anything that tugs at the heartstrings. And psychologically, through the manipulation of human consciousness, pandering to the ego, etc. Creating and maintaining the consensus trance is done in a myriad of ways, not least through the education system. Built upon conformity, the current miseducation system is designed to collectivize within a herd mentality. It's designed to create worker bees out of the young and to stifle uniqueness. These days, roughly 20% of graduates cannot even read, and this is according to official statistics. Television. Ah, yes, TV, perhaps the most useful tool in manipulating the consensus reality and public opinion. So many derive their entire worldview from the TV. Television is instrumental in creating and maintaining the consensus false reality. Religion. An age-old divide-and-rule thought prison designed to create opposing sides and to establish false belief systems to enslave the minds, hearts, and spirits of the sheepish, unquestioning followers. Religion promotes fear of an angry God and encourages obedience and conformity. For those who have escaped this thought prison, there is the New Age, which is just another religion replete with erroneous ideologies, such as, don't look at the negative, everything is just as it should be, and all of the other crap that goes along with it. The pharmaceutical industry, pushing its insidious poisons on the masses, not least through the mass overprescribing of antidepressant medications. Tens of millions of people have become convinced that escaping from the so-called negative emotions is the way to deal with existential problems. What happens is that people who take those poisons for any length of time permanently numb the portion of the brain that deals with emotion by destroying the neurons in the frontal lobe. Children are targeted as well with mind-numbing stimulants such as Adderall and Ritalin to treat ADHD, a condition which does not even exist. In fact, Leon Eisenberg, the father of ADHD, as he was dubbed, admitted in his last interview before his death that ADHD is, quote, a prime example of a fictitious disease. Well, yeah, get the kids hooked on speed while they're young, you know, and you got them. The erroneous belief in authority. This is perhaps one of the most dangerous and enslaving mind control prisons ever contrived. The belief that some have the right to rule over others and enslave them is what the belief in authority is all about. Those who blindly follow orders, engage in immoral, destructive behavior, and act as the perpetrators of evil, all on the orders given by psychopaths that believe they have the right to rule over humanity through coercion and violence. It is a master-slave relationship. The order followers are the ones that carry out the will of the order givers through their actions. Because of that, they are more responsible for the outcome than the order givers. Actually, I view the belief in authority as a contract whereby a small group of people claim the right to rule over everyone else and the masses agree to it. Only a shattered, dissociated, broken collective consciousness would ever buy into such nonsense. In his book, The End of All Evil, author Jeremy Locke put it this way. Those who exhibit recalcitrance or suggest rebellion against authority are ostracized, berated, and demonized. It is hard to endure the loneliness associated with fitting outside of popular culture. This is how the control of speech is a weapon designed to break the spirit of man. It is a weapon designed to compel you to obedience. Arno Gruen claimed, if people base their identity on identifying with authority, freedom causes anxiety. They must then conceal the victim in themselves by resorting to violence against others. Well, look all around you. Of course, this list could go on, and we could sit here for days dissecting the myriad of ways that the aforementioned weaves its spell upon the minds of the masses. To liken the current collective consciousness of humanity to being under a spell is in no way an exaggeration. The average person is absolutely under the mind control of very dark forces. How many people challenge their beliefs as opposed to just accepting what they've been told or conditioned to believe? Far too few. We are conditioned from the moment of childhood to accept whatever some outside authority tells us to accept and to never dare to challenge that authority. These patterns follow us into adulthood, and so few ever step outside of the imposed boundaries, for to do so results in ridicule and condemnation. History is replete with examples of the courageous few who have dared to step outside of cultural boundaries and express unique ideas and perspectives. These are the brave souls that actually move humanity forward with their daring to express themselves outside of the established paradigms or models of reality. And what happens to them? They are rejected by the collective. Their teachings are destroyed, their great works sequestered, and their lives ruined. In centuries past, they were tortured and killed in the most hideous ways. Examine our cultures and societies, and the astute observer soon realizes that nothing much has changed throughout history. Technological advancement has made it easier to manipulate humanity's idea of what is real and what is not. Billions of people may agree that something is real or true, but that collective agreement does not make it so. Technological advancement that is not accompanied by equal psychological, emotional, and spiritual advancement is a recipe for cataclysm. A good case in point would be the ongoing crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan. This disaster is a potential extinction-level event, and so few seem to notice or care. Can you see the absolute immersion into technology? Do you notice the detachment it causes? Now, it's not the technology itself, mind you, but the absolute captivation into it. People have become mesmerized by it. The art of conversation has been all but lost. We are handed the tools of distraction which, like the institutions of power, are designed to keep mankind from discovering his own potential and selfhood. And of course, the masses buy and consume it all, even to the point that they will literally kill one another to get the latest shit trinket their kids just have to have, as with the Black Friday fiasco that takes place once a year in the U.S. I just saw a video in which a woman pulled a gun on another woman at a Walmart in Michigan to try to get the last of certain school supplies. Walking the path of the self is a difficult road because it entails dealing with the repressed aspects of the self that we'd rather not face. But face it we must if we can ever hope to dispel the evil that consumes our world. We have to dig through the dumpster of the unconscious mind and deal with all the shit that is buried there. This is hard work. It's far easier to just go along to get along, you know, follow the herd, and give away one's mind to the collective like an automaton. So many look to the world to give them the answer of who they are rather than defining it themselves and bringing their own meaning to the world. Instead of self-actualization and self-creation, the majority is immersed within the collective, trying to find meaning in a world of dysfunction and conformity. Well, good luck then. Do we allow society to mold us in its twisted image, adopting social personas that insult the spirit, or do we bring forth from within the world we prefer to experience? Is your inner, eternal, infinite connection to the all that is your navigator, or is it some douchebag in a $5,000 business suit telling you how to interpret the manufactured images they show you on the screen? Perhaps an academic type who plays the role of expert. Perhaps some guru or false teacher who only seeks sycophantic devotees to fluff up his own ego and divulges nothing but pure bullshit teachings. Oh man, there is an army of charlatans walking around. Their purpose is to mislead the blind and to deceive. There's a million and one ways to give away your selfhood to the outer stimuli. The freak show carnival called society, complete with the bread and circuses and the merchants of trash that offer up every diseased pile of shit they can muster, and the slaves willingly buy it, enticed at every turn to consume the latest version of the scripted, made-for-TV, false consensus reality, the illusory, fake reality that has been superimposed upon what is truly real, the simulacrum. The system caters to the dysfunction and the collective projection of the inner imbalance into the outer world of manifested reality reflects our own creation back to us. Our collective unconscious is projected into the theater, and the movie screen shows us the reflection of our inner, undealt with repression and trauma. We also do this individually, projecting our inner darkness upon those we claim to love. A psychological prison cell has been erected, built upon the ashes of individualism, creativity, and imagination. The black magicians lurking in the shadows have very effectively and very successfully created a situation in which billions of souls and minds falsely believe in a manufactured, illusory reality. Those that see the illusion for what it is and speak out are labeled as insane, and in centuries past, they were tortured and put to death in the most gruesome ways. In today's world, we have a slavishly subservient mass media that can simply assassinate the character of someone who dares to challenge the existing paradigms. Because so few trust their own inner intelligence or their own inner guidance or knowingness and have lost their ability to discern and think critically, manipulating the consensus consciousness has become rather simple for the sorcerers that have been hiding and skulking in the darkness. They cannot hide any longer. Their time has come. The mass destruction of the environment and of life itself that proliferates all around us and amplifies by the moment largely goes unnoticed by the majority as they sleepwalk through their lives oblivious to the situation that is staring them in the face. They want to remain asleep, even if it means waltzing straight off of a cliff. They have become so hopelessly enslaved to the illusion and bound by the chains of the consensus trance that they cannot or simply refuse to see things as they are. The mind and emotions are manipulated mercilessly, and every depraved, immoral, and sick ideology is paraded as normal while humanity marches headlong into its own extinction. The system is based on speaking subconsciously to the survival instincts and drives and perpetuated by fear, both manufactured and actual. All manner of escape is sought, be it through escape into the outer circus carnival, an endless myriad of distractions, hyper-over-involvement in the dramas of others, booze, drugs, television, sex, gambling, psychotropic medications, and on it goes. Immersion into the collective. What we witness in today's world is a relentless pressure to conform to the abject madness that is being presented as normal. Thinking for oneself will not be tolerated, nor will uniqueness, as the collective builds its empire upon the ashes of freedom, selfhood, and individual human expression. There are many avenues that lead to enslavement of the mind, and the system cares not which you buy into as long as you buy into something that distracts you, keeps you from discovering your own potential and uniqueness, and encourages you to become as just another bleeding and babbling member of the collective herd. The good news is that you don't have to buy into the mindlessness, the collective insanity, or the outright lies that consume our culture. At any moment, you may reclaim your mind, unite with spirit, and stand in the light and magnificence of your own unique self, detached from the consensus trance. The choice is yours now, as it always has been. What does that mean, to detach from the consensus trance? It means to establish your psychic and emotional sovereignty, think critically and for yourself, operate with discernment, stop seeking out approval, and formulate your own ideas, regardless of whether or not anyone thinks you're crazy. Do you fear expressing yourself and standing within your own uniqueness? Well, so many do. Why? Why do we not celebrate uniqueness? What underlies the desire to want to be part of a crowd? Why do so few develop a relationship with their own self? Why does there seem to be such an immense fear of this? As the existential philosopher Nietzsche put it, the individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. As Terence McKenna suggested, the cost of sanity in this society is a certain level of alienation. E.E. Cummings stated, "To be nobody but myself in a world which is doing its best, night and day, to make me somebody else, means to fight the hardest battle any human can fight and never stop fighting." I contend that it takes a certain courage, a certain constitution, and fearless resolve to see things as they really are, to stand apart from the crowd, to walk the road of selfhood. From my perspective, to so unquestioningly buy into the collective cultural madness without question, or to so easily identify with the ubiquitous dysfunction that pervades our cultures and societies, is to be suffering with a form of mental illness, a sort of collective psychopathology. Instead of trying to make sense of the absurdity and identifying with it, why not simply see it for what it is? As psychologist Vernon Howard put it, see human nonsense as nonsense and save years of trying to make sense of it. In his book, Dispelling Wetiko, Breaking the Curse of Evil, author Paul Levy put it this way, "It is no great accomplishment to adapt to and be considered sane by an insane society." The situation is that the world is being misguided by completely amoral, spiritually deranged psychopaths. It is their obsession to rebuild the world in their disturbing image, and they are doing an excellent job at it. Human beings are dissociated, that is to say, inwardly split, emotionally, psychologically, even physically, to begin with, and the ones that rise to the positions of decision-making power in the world are the most toxic, the most inwardly divided, the least creative, the least intelligent, the least sane, and the least moral. Again, Terence McKenna, he claimed, "The least among us lead us." Yeah, he was right, and you go and vote for them. That's another thing, ladies and gentlemen, this whole idea of voting for a master, and you want to think that you're free. As people who have been familiar with my work know, for many years I was interested in pointing out the madness and absurdity that abounds in our world. It is plain to see for all who choose to, and I still observe the situation and point out facets of it, but over the last several years, I've become far more interested in what actually gives rise to the evil in the world as opposed to simply pointing it out, but I will continue to do so. The inner and the outer are intimately connected, as the collective consciousness is the very creator of the situation we see manifest in the world. We are the creators. This is why the manipulators must at every turn direct and guide the consciousness to perceive what it wishes it to perceive, to reflect their state of imbalance and disharmony. They are incapable of rising in frequency and consciousness, so the next best thing is to program the human subconscious to project the imbalance it has been encouraged to buy into. Imagine the level of psychosis of this parasitic vampire. Thought creates, and so collectively we project onto the global stage and literally create and manifest into reality what is going on in the collective unconscious. This is why it is so important in this age to deal with repressed emotional baggage and to define and stand within one's own unique expression. Stand in your sovereignty. Stand within and emanate the light of who and what you are. And of course, you define that. Don't let someone else define you, be it a lover, a parent, a teacher, a politician, a system, an ideology, or any outside influence. I contend that you must strive to be your own leader, your own teacher, your own master, your own shaman, your own guru. The moment you externalize to find your answer is when it is all given away and all is lost. The only truth, the only guidance, and the only answer already exists within you. There is no outside savior. The only true path to salvation is internal. Follow the road that leads within. In other words, no one can give you the roadmap to lead you to your own definition of what you are. It is a personal journey, and like you, that road is unique. The controllers are incapable of creative expression or of rising in consciousness or awareness, so they instead seek to pull the world down into their vibrational cesspool, thereby creating an energetic environment that more reflects their inner imbalance and psychosis. They are unable to create. They are parasitic hijackers and infiltrators. They are soulless and divided entities that harvest human energy. They are manipulators of human emotion and psychology, and they are expert in doing so. They are masters at programming the subconscious mind, not least through the use of symbolism in motion pictures and mass media. This is the key to understanding why it is that human beings allow the situation to continue and have allowed it to arise in the first place. There exists an unconscious urge to identify with the oppressors and the madness they exude. There is a definitive relationship between master and slave. I believe that we literally sacrifice that which makes us human by this identification process and by not challenging everything we think we know and by simply swallowing the ubiquitous and abject crap that is force-fed to us. If you keep the slaves comfortable and fed, distracted with bread and circuses, they will not even realize that they are enslaved, let alone rebel or cry out for freedom. So many people have such a difficult time standing in their own selfhood and unique expression. Why is this so? It is a monumentally difficult task to unlearn and to define oneself in a world that is night and day, 24/7, trying to make you into a collectivized expression of something that you are not. You know, it's hard work. It's far easier to simply go along to get along, to follow the crowd, to conform, or to simply accept without question what is presented as real. Although it's far easier to simply adopt what is given, it is extremely dangerous. The age in which we are living is calling us to return to selfhood, to bring meaning into the world, as opposed to externalizing and letting the collective nonsense define us. It is calling us to raise our vibrational expression and to consciously facilitate our own emotional, psychological, and conscious evolution. To refuse this opportunity that is being offered will lead to the destruction of everything that it means to be human. A technotronic, transhuman dystopian prison awaits those who stubbornly refuse to take advantage of the rising energies and the unique situation that is being presented in this time. For those that think the idea of rising frequencies and shifting energies is simply New Age nonsense, just a few years ago, science has confirmed the fact that on the molecular level, the very particles that make up everything are emanating more energy due to the speeding up of the decay rate of nuclear subatomic particles. Now, this decay rate was considered to be one of only two constants in science. The only other constant is the speed of light, but I think what they're discovering is that there are no constants. These molecular changes have been attributed to being the result of the changes that are taking place on the sun. The sun's magnetic field has shifted, and of course, this has had and will continue to have an effect on consciousness. The Earth's magnetic field is also shifting and moving at a rate of 40 miles per year. This, I believe, will also have a dramatic effect on consciousness. We are going to witness severe emotional and psychological breakdown occur in people that are not able to handle these rapidly rising frequencies, and indeed, we can already see it on a massive scale. There exist very dark forces operating behind the scenes who are absolutely obsessed with preventing these natural changes from taking place. Of course, their attempts are in vain and almost laughable. From my perspective, this is the reason why so many attempts are made to keep the human being from knowing himself and from reaching his full potential. These insidious forces are literally trying to prevent the human being from evolving, hence the mind control and the manipulation of the emotions in the mind. The physical manipulation manifests through a myriad of ways, such as chemtrails, fluoride in the water, food additives that interfere with DNA functioning, toxic medications, chemical contamination of the entire planet, and again, that list goes on and on. All of these are designed to keep the vibrational frequency operating at far less than optimal and to keep it from expanding. The Earth is a giant experimental laboratory. Again, Barbara Marciniak, and she was right when she claimed, "Everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you, when you start imprinting your intent on the universe rather than receiving an imprint from existence." This means standing within your own unique vibrational expression. Although there is a unity, a wholeness of which we are all a part, each individual form of expression is unique, like a snowflake or a fingerprint. No two are alike. As I've said before, it's a grand paradox, individuality within wholeness, or allness, if you like. There is no energy signature that is quite like you. You are unique. This age is calling us to stand within that uniqueness and to call forth from within a new paradigm of human experience and expression. It is either that or extinction. There is no middle ground. It may sound impossible, but all of the answers already lie within you. It's just a matter of shedding the layers of indoctrination and mind programming and remembering. We have been conditioned and programmed to forget who we are, what's important, and what our true potential is. We've been taught to identify with any authority structure or representative of the system that is presented to us, be it a priest, a politician, a medical professional, an academic type, or a corporate whore, you know, a news presenter with a ridiculously overpriced wardrobe, shiny white teeth, and a $2,000 haircut. It never ceases to amaze me how comprehensively the average thinking or non-thinking person so readily accepts what they are told to think without so much as a whimper. People are happy and perfectly contented with being an absolute mental slave to any outside source that will tell them what they should think, how they should behave, how they need to fit in, what pharmaceutical poisons they should take, what toxins they should ingest, what the good TV programs are to indoctrinate themselves with, and which asses they should kiss to obtain the societal approval they so desperately need to feel fulfilled in this cacophony of bullshit that we so bravely and laughingly call culture. We are in the age when the veil of illusion will be ripped away. Trying to prop up this insidious system built on lies and contempt for nature is doomed to failure from the very start. Now, apply that to your personal life. Relationships built on false love or dependency will fall away. The entire paradigm is going to come crashing down. It is inevitable. We are in the age where nature will act quite dramatically to rebalance herself. It is a deconstructive process, death and rebirth. In my view, it is essential to embrace this process and not try to fight it. the people that are living a lie are in real trouble, meaning those who are not true to themselves and living, you know, inauthentically. We are going to witness breakdown on a massive scale, and it's already well underway. Philosopher Henry Bergson spoke this profound truth, and I think this speaks volumes. Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance. Trust your inner guidance, for that is the only place guidance should come from. I'm not suggesting not having mentors or looking to teachings or seeking knowledge, not at all. What I am suggesting is to allow your own inner guidance to lead you to the knowledge you seek, or even to allow it to find you. You know, trust the process. Trust your inherent inner compass. In this world of manufactured illusions, and especially in this age of unveiling, it is so crucial, in my view, to take back our power, our thought processes, our ability to discern, and our realization that we are unique expressions of the infinite consciousness of which we are all equal parts. The answer to all of this collectivizing is to celebrate our differences, to honor our uniqueness, and yet to find the spirit of cooperation and stand in the light and the magnificence of who and what we all truly are. Extraordinary changes are coming very soon and very quickly. In my view, it's crucial to stay in balance. Nature has a rebalancing mechanism that is getting ready to engage itself in full swing. So where do you stand? The manufactured illusions and divisions have separated mankind from one another for far too long. We've been estranged from each other and from our own selves. The time to correct the imbalance is here and now. From the Gospel of Philip, we read, "Spiritual ignorance is the mother of all evil. Ignorance will eventuate in death, because those who come from ignorance neither were, nor are, nor shall be." As I've stated time and again, it all begins on an individual level, with your willingness to free your mind and to evolve your consciousness to self-actualize and bring your light into the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it all begins with you. Thank you so much for once again taking your time to open your mind and listen. I very much appreciate it. Again, I appreciate all the support I've been getting and the well wishes from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you each and all. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, walk in peace.